You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. John Bunny is the founder of men's tailoring brand TaylorMade London. The former Goldman Sachs banker set the business up after a personal experience of bespoke tailoring fell short of his expectations. His pioneering company combines great service with technology, using high-precision body scanners to map customers' bodies and create garments with a perfect fit. Here is John's story.
My sort of background is finished university. I went down the traditional path of finance. So I worked for Goldman Sachs for a couple of years. I was doing long commutes from Brighton, where I lived at the time, you know, getting the 6 o'clock train in the morning, getting home at like 11:30 in the evening. And I wasn't really enjoying life, to be honest. I'd always had like an entrepreneurial background. So at university, I ran like a student travel company on the side while studying. And it's always been my passion to run my own business. So whilst I was working in the city, I needed some suits, you know, to wear for work. And I'm not actually your usual sort of off-the-peg shape. I've got sloping shoulders. So I had something made, and it was one of these sort of travelling tailors that came over from Hong Kong. And the whole experience was really bad. So in terms of, you know, going in, no customer service, you know, they just wanted to get you in, get you out, take your money. You know, when you paid, they write it on a like one of those old sort of checkbook paper and just stuff it in like a suitcase. And then you never hear anything back. And there wasn't really anything sort of on the high street at that time. You had Savile Row, which is sort of, you know, the premium, which was sort of unaffordable. And then you had a few sort of very low end, you know, sort of bespoke tailors or made to measure services, which didn't quite have the quality and didn't quite suit what I was looking for. I started doing a lot of research, and tailoring is, you know, it's in my family. So I was like, okay, so why don't we look at doing a sort of a tailoring business for someone going to their first job? And the more I did research, you know, I traveled around the world, I went to fabric mills, I went to sort of the best manufacturing. And then on my journey, I was like, actually, why do we want to go for something more entry level? Why can't we go and sort of fill that sort of premium, you know, upper premium market? People who currently used to buy, you know, from Hugo Boss and brands like that, I felt there was a good space in the market for a premium, affordable brand. And that's really how TaylorMade sort of started. Because I'm a big fan of technology, I started also looking at what could you do to update a business, you know, craft that hasn't really changed much in hundreds of years. And so I came across the body scanning technology, which was currently used by the German military. They would effectively scan troops and they would issue kit based on their body size. And I found this technology so fascinating. You know, it really felt like something that I could take and sort of turn into what is now the TaylorMade brand. We basically built out the technology. We took the body scanner, we invested hundreds of thousands of pounds in it, so it was very expensive at the time. And then we linked that in with manufacturing. Effectively, I started sort of the business, you know, back in 2008. And it was a hard time. The first few years are very hard when you're trying to start a new brand, you know, in the middle of the financial crisis. So people were pulling back. So companies, you know, people weren't so much, you know, they weren't wearing suits and they were dressing down. And so the first few years were very tough. It was the time where we effectively tried to find our feet. You know, where do we want to be as a brand? How do we want to sort of change? What was our market? And so it was really only sort of 5 to 6 years ago that TaylorMade, we understood where we wanted to be. We invested a lot in the manufacturing. We invested a lot in our sort of fabrics and styles. And we've sort of grown into a business that is not just about suit tailoring. You know, it's about creating a full outfit, a full wardrobe for men, effectively. So whether you want a suit to wear for work or you want a nice jacket for the weekend, we now make custom-made shoes. We're starting with custom-made denim and jeans, all from the best sort of fabric mills in the world, using the best craft, but packaging it with really good customer service and a really good in-store experience. the reason why I'm so passionate about technology is because, you know, it can be combined with traditional craft to make the process more efficient without taking away all those, you know, the nuances in terms of the making. So in terms of body scanning, it allows you to take someone's measurements in just 10 seconds. Straight away, that then feeds into a cutting table where the fabric's laser cut. You're reducing wastage, you know, and when you're talking about very premium fabrics, you know, that can save you a lot of money. Also, it can save you a lot of time. And essentially, we're then passing that on to the end client in terms of having a really well-made suit with amazing fabric, but at still at an affordable price. And that's always what we've been about. I definitely think there will be a lot more investment in technology within the industry, but you will always have that traditional craft when it comes to making the suit. We don't want to go back to the days of like mass production, but equally there's a lot of efficiencies, you know, that can be made with the process to speed it up. So the customer isn't waiting months and months. You know, we can make a suit in just 4 weeks, which in terms of bespoke tailoring is probably the fastest out there. Definitely for us as a company, being tailor-made London is the heart of our business, and we will use that, you know, when we expand internationally, because, you know, London's a great city, London's a great brand, and I think it's important for us to trade off that. There's a lot of influences in terms of the sort of tailoring that we offer. It is British tailoring, it is Italian tailoring, but it's combined together to create something, you know, beautiful. And, you know, that's what we want to give to our international customers.
Thanks very much to John Bunny for coming in and sharing his story. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.